Hi, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. My name is Ska Dad. I'll be doing a show right now. Welcome to the Creek in the Cave. This is a wonderful venue in the lovely Long Island City. We have a lot of people that have been on the show, and we have one brand new person that's on the show. His name is Thomas Patrick McGuire, and he will be playing songs throughout. Not right now, Thomas. I don't know Thomas, and this is how I make friends. Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Don't talk during my monologue, Thomas. Okay, this is going to be a fun night. I had a whole monologue planned. I was going to take this personality test, and then I decided I couldn't do it because my phone died, and that's what happens in New York City. Phones die. Thomas, how do you feel about that? Don't talk during my monologue. It's going to be a fun show tonight. We're in New York City. It's a wonderful city unless you're married, and I'm married, so it's not a good city for me. Guess what? People here are single, attractive, and want to fuck. I'm not one of those, so it's just a weird place for me to be. That's okay. There's something for everybody in this great town. The MoMA is here. That happens to be a museum. They're sponsored by the company Uniqlo. They happen to sell clothes. Thomas, you wear clothes. Fantastic. You're wearing good clothes tonight. It's going to be fun. Guys, you might not know me. That's okay. We're going to make friends together. I'm now currently looking, for the listener at home, this is a podcast we're recording, for the listener at home, to the left of me is a wall, and there are stains on this wall. It's a horror. This wall has never been washed. There's so many, there's just dripping of stains. It looks intentionally horrible. Maybe that's the thing we're going for. That's okay. Everyone can't be good at design. Thomas, are you good at design? I think you might be good at design. You learn not to talk. Thomas, I love your shirt. I do not like your shoes. You need to fix those shoes. Okay, Thomas, I use the internet. I don't know if you've heard of the internet. That's how I met you. I'm assuming you've used the internet. I use the internet quite a lot. And I decided today would be a fun way for me to inform you how I know people. So I decided to write down. That's what I did. I wrote down, in other words, I did not memorize what happened to me earlier today. In order, we're going to go in order because that's how things make sense. Thomas, you like things in order?
Yeah.
Perfect. Don't talk during the monologue. Okay, here we go. The first email I got this morning was from my mother. My mother just learned how to use the email. Now, she writes everything like it's a William Faulkner poem. Now, I know William Faulkner is not a poet. He is a writer from the South, and he was racist. Once again, my mother writes like him. There's no punctuation until the end. There's one period after maybe 400 words. So today, she emailed me about how sad she is about the state of Joan Rivers. She's very, very upset that Joan Rivers is in the hospital right now, and she's crying a lot about that because they... She said that she has a lot in common, and I'm her Melissa Rivers. Now, you don't know who that is, Thomas, but Melissa Rivers is her daughter, okay? Now, in that world, that makes my mom one of the most important comics of all time, and I'm her daughter. Okay, so that's the first email I got today, and it was a fun email. I kind of agree with her. After that, I checked this other thing called Twitter. That's like a fun thing. That's what people used to use to have sex before Tinder. Now, I use Twitter, and I found out today that I received 5 new followers on Twitter. Thomas, you know, I don't know how I got those followers. I'm sure you don't, but I'm going to say it anyways. I judged the Air Sex Championship in Washington, D.C., and 5 liberal people now follow me on Twitter. It was a good day on Twitter for me, buddy, and that's good for everyone. After that, I got a text message from my lovely wife. I love her dearly. You want to know what she texted me? Not dick pics, because we don't do that kind of shit. She texted me the address of the nearest Babies R Us, because I had to go to Babies R Us today. The nearest Babies R Us to me was in Times Square. That was a horrible experience. Guys, if you're thinking about having a kid, go to Babies R Us in Times Square, and you will figure out if you are ready to be a parent. Not good, not bad, just a very good, it's a good litmus test to see if you're ready to procreate. After that, I got a text message from a former guest, and I'm just going to read that text message. Now, I have to turn off airplane mode. Now, because this is a show, I usually use airplane mode, so if I get a text, if I get an Instagram like, if I get any sort of alert, I don't hear it during the show, because this is very important. This is my livelihood. I make hundreds of millions of, okay, so this is the most recent text message that I received from a recent guest. By the way, his number and his name is not saved in my phone, so I always have to guess who this is, but I'm pretty sure I figured it out. Can you is just the letter, can you put in a good word for me, space, then comma, it's my dream to have a three-way with the Putterboss sisters. Did you post the podcast? Okay, now, the Putterboss sisters, for you don't know them. You should know them. They're delightful, comedic people. And they happen to be actual sisters. This is not like a, they're the blah, 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 bros. No, they're actual sisters. That would be a good name for an improv troupe. The blah, blah, bros. They're actual sisters. So the idea of him being so confident that he could have blood relatives fuck together with him, that's a lot of confidence, okay? We did the show 2 months ago, and it went up. It went up. It usually goes up the next day, so that went up a while ago. I cut his segment down to 2 minutes. He was on stage for 20 minutes, and I had to cut it down because him and his best friend are professional eaters, and they threatened my life. So that's why I cut that down to – that's the kind of show you signed up for, Thomas. It's going to be a fun night. And that was all the messages I received. Now, Thomas, you could talk now. What kind of person do you think I am based on all of the electronic messages that I have received?
I don't know. I'm just scared now.
That's good. That is perfect. And that's why you should play a song, because maybe if you play a song, you'll be less scared. Thomas, I'm very glad that you're here.
Thank you.
You're going to be here for the duration. Don't hey, he's not done one fucking thing yet. He has talent. Make him fucking prove it, okay? That's all I'm saying. You like that show, America's Got Talent?
No.
You said, be confident. The answer is no. You do not like, why do you not like that show?
I've only saw one or two episodes.
Maybe you should see all of it. Maybe you should see the over and judge fairly. That's pretty not cool of you, Thomas, to judge America's Got Talent that way.
By two episodes, yeah.
Two episodes? You're a nice guy. You just seem like a nice guy.
I guess so.
Good. Now, will you please play a song?
Sure.
Now you can clap. Please put your hands together for Thomas, everybody.
I made a mistake. It became clear, but way too late. Divorce my hand, weigh your fears. Suggestions in your ear. I had you waiting. I cannot escape. Cannot escape. Cannot escape. I know the time's near with the ones who laugh and the ones who fear. Divorce man knows Morse code with secrets. He tiptoes. I had you waiting. I cannot escape. Cannot escape. Cannot escape. I see naps and peers fall off the mat and disappear. Divorce man wears worn clothes. God's lost ones with worn souls. I had you waiting. I cannot escape. I cannot escape. I cannot escape. I had you waiting. I cannot escape. I cannot escape. Cannot escape.
Patrick McGuire, that was a very good song. Let's get Ned up here. I'm going to talk to Thomas while Ned comes up here. Ned, please come up here. Thomas, now, there's a video for that song, and I watched that. You don't have to clap. You're good. I watched that video for the song.
Oh, yeah, right. It's on YouTube.
That's where videos live.
It's called Divorce Man.
It's called Divorce Man, obviously. Now, that wasn't meant to be a dig, and I apologize. It sounded horrible. Number one, did you decide to play that first because you decided after that monologue, if I keep doing this, I will end up like the subject of that song?
Oh, I don't know.
I hope not. Number one. Number two, for the listener at home, Thomas is a very attractive man. He's got a baby-face Chris Isaac thing going on. That's a compliment.
Okay.
Even the bashfulness is even playing off even better. You're an attractive man. You're not in the start of that video. You have a man that looks like he's been a divorced man.
That's Joker Ryan. He's a folk singer.
Yeah, maybe you should be at the top of that video. We're here to sell some fucking records, buddy. Let's put your face on everything, goddammit. You're a fun man, and this next man is also a fun man. Thomas will be here all night. You're quite good. Thank you for doing this. The person on stage's name is Ned. Now, I don't know what to call you, Ned, because I've known you for 7 to 9 years at this point.
Really?
Yeah, that long.
Oh, my God.
I met you during Music with Meaning. This is a reference no one in this room knows. Music with Meaning in 2000. Yeah. When did I graduate college?
2005, 2006.
I met you in 2005. It's 2014. And you were a DJ at the time.
Yeah.
And you went by the name DJ Ned Hepburn.
No, it's Night Fox.
Night Fox. Which is a fantastic DJ name. Yeah. And my favorite DJ set you ever had, which was the one set I've ever heard, was you had the Smashing Pumpkins Zero mixed with some drum and bass shit. And then occasionally you would have shotgun blasts in the middle. So it'd be like, it was a great mix.
That was fun.
Now you're an editor at Time Out New York. Now, how did that happen? Let's trace back the 9 years.
I'm an editor. There's about six.
You're the managing editor at New York. Okay. So the reason why the name thing comes up is because your pen name and the name you wrote on our wedding invitation was Ned Hepburn.
Yes.
But now you are Ned, your actual last name.
Demick is my real last name.
Ned Demick. Well, yeah. Your actual last name is much better.
Well, I'm going to keep it.
Good. I'm glad you made that decision. Now, are you you have a very good job. It's at Time Out New York.
Yes. Thank you for saying it in a movie phone voice. That was perfect.
Do you think people still use movie phone?
No. The guy quit.
Did he quit?
Yeah, the guy who does movie phone is no longer Mr. Movie Phone.
How do you know this?
His name's like Jason Leatherman.
That's a great name.
It's a great fucking name for having that voice.
Why isn't he doing this?
I think he got bought out of his own thing.
Well, why aren't you? Are you thinking about voiceovers then for movie phone?
I did a class. It was pretty fun.
Did you learn anything?
I learned to smile when I talk. Something I don't do at all, but this is fun. Yeah, it was okay. I was in a booth for about an hour and did a bunch of like Coke commercials. So that happened.
Cool.
Yeah.
You also write for Esquire.
And
you write for a lot of other things.
Yes.
And you're writing for Playboy now.
Yeah, I'm doing an article on Dolly Parton. I talked to her on the phone. Yeah, is she here? She's here. I can't see.
Now, Dolly is a very... She's probably top 50 idols to me, in the top 50.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's fucking great. What did you learn from Dolly?
I did an article on heartbreak and actually learned all this like random like medical stuff that it's as bad for you as smoking 10 cigarettes a day.
Okay, so I'm married and I'm not going through heartbreak. So does that mean I could smoke 10 cigarettes a week and then it's okay?
I don't know math. So no. Like, no? No.
That's not fun.
You can't fucking ask me a math
Be a
question.
Fun guy, Ned.
I'm trying.
Just tell me it's okay for me to smoke cigarettes.
On stage?
Yeah.
If it's part of the show, you can do it in New York.
It's dumb. That's only dummies do that.
It's accurate.
You know, when the show is going good, you can hear people cough and it makes you feel good.
It's
I'm not
so
knocking
good.
On the person that coughed. I just realized this is not going well. We want it to be
what?
Great and not just solid.
It's going wonderful, voice in my head. It's going so good right now.
Now, have you learned anything since you've become a Time Out New York editor?
Sleep is really good. Work's fun. Interns are really interesting because you can get them to do things.
Like?
Like, hey, can you do this article? Hey, can you do this work? I'm going to sit here and play the Kim Kardashian game on my phone
now,
for multiple hours.
The Kim Kardashian game came up for a reason. Why?
Because I kind of wanted to use this opportunity on stage in front of these lights and these people, mostly the lights, is to say that I'm now an A-list celebrity, which is really quite
Put your hands together for Ned Dimmock.
Yes.
Dimmock.
Yes.
Dimmock!
Thank you very much.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that I've been playing the game for about 3 weeks, and then I woke up, and then I found out that I was an A-list celebrity. and my life has been incrementally better since then.
What has happened?
Well, I spent $5 in the game on my imaginary girlfriend in the game, whose name's Midori. And I bought a watch. I spent actual money on this game, which is the stupidest fucking thing you can fucking do.
Are you writing about it?
Am I writing about the game?
Yeah, are you just playing the game
really
for a story?
High.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You willingly spent your money. You're not going to get reimbursed for this.
No, like I actually spent five actual fucking physical dollars, like a Subway sandwich on like on a date for my fake girlfriend in my phone.
Wow.
It's magnificent. This is the way of the fucking future.
Now, I know you as someone that's sort of a scumbag. Now, how often do you pay for women on dates? When you go on dates, you go, listen, I will pay for our drinks. I'm sure you don't say it like that. That sounds like you're going to drug people.
Am I on a boat in international waters? Like, what the
fuck? If you're on a boat in international waters, it's open bar. No. So you're just tipping. Come on, you fucking idiot. Anyways.
It's going so well.
Why are you still playing the game?
No, I kind of had a mental, not breakdown, but I just thought, no, let's not spend any more money on this game. It's not going anywhere. The thing is, like, you pay to finish these tasks. You can basically play for, like, a minute, an hour, and then, like, the energy level comes back up. I know, this is fucking fascinating. So, you spend, like, a minute, like, pressing all these little buttons. You wait for an hour to your energy to get up. And then you basically press the same buttons over and over again. And you do these photo shoots, and then you get points for it, and it's the weirdest thing I've ever
done.
Does
your avatar look like you?
Do you want to see it?
I mean, well, it's an audio really podcast, an audio so probably podcast, no, I don't really want to see it. You could just describe it. It looks like you or no?
It does.
Good.
It actually does. It's pretty cool.
Is it a thinner you or a fatter you?
Aren't we all a thinner me in some way? Yes, probably.
Okay, that's fun. Well, Ned's going to be here all night. Is Lisa in the room? Perfect. What? Okay, this is what's going to happen. We don't usually do it this way, but I want to do it this way. Lisa is going to come up here and do stand-up. Thomas, could you play like 10 seconds of music?
Sure. Thomas was really good, I want to say.
Thomas, you're playing sensitive songs. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to fucking ruin you.
He doesn't mean it. He says it to people he likes.
This is what's going to happen. Lisa's going to come up here, and it's going to be really dramatic. And when I say Lisa Traeger, everyone's going to clap their fucking hands, and it's going to be amazing. And then she's going to say funny ha-has for a few minutes, and then she's going to sit for panel, because that's a fun thing to do. And she's one of the funniest people I know, and I knew her when she wasn't very funny. And now she's one of the funniest people in the world. So I'm very excited that she's here, and she currently lives in Hell's Kitchen. I'm currently sleeping on her couch. But that's where not currently. Currently, but you know what I mean. You get the fucking idea. Don't do this to me, Thomas. Make it fucking sexy. Make it sexier. She deserves a fucking sexy intro. Not sad, true detective intro. No.
In the buzz of us.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like. Good job, Ned. That's perfect, actually. What is that? That's just a fucking bell. Not even a bell. It's a wood block. Oh, God. No, that's
Thomas
not sexy. She deserves a sexy tune.
I'm so sorry.
It's some sexy acoustic.
Fine, we'll just give him... We'll give her a sensitive intro. Ladies and gentlemen, she's one of the most sensitive... No, you're not done. You're far from done. Put that fucking guitar on your lap. Has that been said to you in a sexual manner in any way before? Because that's going to happen. Are you on Tinder? Don't answer that. Coming to the stage is one of the most sensitive comics... Play what you were just playing. One of the most sensitive comics in the world. A lot of people come up on stage and tell jokes, but she just conveys feelings. And I think that's actually a little bit more important in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most precious souls that we have on this planet. Please put your hands together for everyone's favorite feminist comic, Lisa Traeger, everybody.
You are such a tyrant.
He is the best.
I can't believe it. You're doing. Do you know Eagle Eye Cherry?
Oh, dude, no.
Oh, it's a pretty hip song from 1998. But where are my Eagle Eye Cherry fans? No, okay. It's like such a good song. It's so funny. I was actually in the back of the room playing Simpsons Tapped Out, which I've spent over $65. playing, and that's like, I'm lying, it's been more. Does anyone play Simpsons Tapped Out? Do you?
I played it,
so you're addicted to you have addiction problems.
Yeah.
How much money did you spend on the Simpsons?
I had to delete it once they asked me to start buying houses. I was like, couldn't do it, or building houses.
That's the whole game has been building houses.
I played it for about 25 minutes.
Oh, okay. I've been playing for months. I'm saving up for Fat Tony's mansion. No big deal. It's 85 grand. You know what I mean? But just the tasks, I don't know. It's so fun. It's been a really fun week to be a Simpsons fan. So much action on Twitter. I'm at Glitter Cheese. Wait, what? Oh, I remember this guy was playing Jack Johnson for me on the acoustic guitar, and I definitely had sex with him, and I regret it. I feel like acoustic guitars get you fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, who gets turnt by Jack Johnson? He doesn't wear shoes on stage. Like, you don't respect me enough to put on shoes. I'm not listening. I did, and I fucked this guy, Sam, but then my friend fucked him, and... caused a lot of problems. Has anyone's friends here gotten into the Landmark cult? Okay, my two best friends from high school, one's an Orthodox Jew now and one's in a cult. What the fuck? You know, like, how upsetting. Because it looks bad on me that I can't keep friends, but they keep joining these weird organized things. And the one in the Landmark cult's like all anti-religion. I'm like, what are you doing? But her mom's an idiot too. And when we were kids, she started selling energy drinks. Yeah, people shouldn't have children. And then one time I peed on the mattress and she made me buy a new mattress as a 17-year-old girl. I'm lying. I was 20. But either way, it's not okay. So this is what happened. This is the worst thing. So I've been to jail 4 times. And what are you going to do? You know, if you tell a cop if he was smart, he'd be a detective, you go to jail. So you get arrested. And then one time, well, this is the story. Okay. Oh, God, so many alcohol stories. but anything before 21 doesn't count. So we're going to take a detour and go through my arrest history. So the one time I got arrested because I took my shirt off at a White Sox game. Because it was like, what? Nachos in a helmet. You know what I mean? Like... And then you learn they have them at all the stadiums. But at the time, it seemed pretty groundbreaking. So I get arrested, but it's in the south side of Chicago. They're not going to keep me. They have, like, bigger issues. So, but my friend had all of my things. So then so all I came out of jail with, they let me out of my own recognizance, which is not nice. And I was just holding a bag with my shoelaces. So, like, the only thing I had in my jail bag was shoelaces. And I didn't know how to get home. I had no money, and I hailed a cab. And then the only address I remembered was my friend, Lisa. She lived at 420 Surf. So I was like, take me to 420 Surf. And I get there, and I'm so like, woe is me. God, my life's so hard. But she was mid-abortion pill. So, like, she wasn't having it. So she's like, there's frozen Easter candy in the fridge. Get the fuck out of here. So I had to leave. And I went to my friend's place, who's now in the cult. I fell asleep in her sister's bed. I peed in it. And she made me buy a new bed. As a young girl, you know? Like, has anyone been to jail here? Who said yeah? What'd you do? What?
I did pot.
Oh. I thought you said fart, but like from Boston. Like, I'm a fart. I wish I was good at accents. So that was like unfortunate. But then I got the court day. It got dismissed. But before then, I was a student at Iowa State University. Now I know you're looking at me going, what a city gal. What was she doing there? I don't know. Studying advertising. And I was on the agriculture floor. I was kind of depressed. I didn't like being there. And I got arrested for drinking and driving. And I was like, oh, no, you know, my life's over. So I decided I'm, like, going to behave. And so my friend Shannon, who was depressed and now she's a lesbian, she was, like, also going through some stuff. So she's like, well, let's have a sober night and go to the gymnastics meet. We had a great gymnastics team. So I was like, you know what? Great idea. Next thing you know, we're in her dorm room finishing a bottle of Pirate Bay. Parrot Bay. Parrot Bay. And so we're drinking rum, we're drinking beers, and then I realize my crush lives in the dorm room, in the dorm. And he follows me on Instagram now, so like, pretty big deal. but he was like so cute, and we went, and all, my memory is just like, you know, the drunkest girls that are like falling, just like falling over, like ping pong, like the...
That's good time.
Brandon... so yeah, I'm falling over. It's just like the quintessential, like just annoying girls like, ah, I love you. Let's kiss, you know? So we're loud. Next thing I know, Shannon is bleeding on her arms. I know that Shannon's depressed. I assume she's committing suicide. So I just start screaming. She killed herself. She's trying to kill herself. Call 911. So, like, the police thinks they're coming to a suicide, but she just punched through the fire extinguisher glass. So they're coming to be heroes, and instead, I start hitting them. they try to come in, and I'm like, get out of here. Like, thank God. It's just so crazy to be a white person. You know what I mean? Like, if I would be for sure in prison for life if I lived the life. Listen, I was a sociology major. This is just what I care about. But anyway, yeah, I was going to be a PE teacher. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I hate sports. I'm moving. So I was like, what do I like doing? Smoking weed and chatting. Sociology. So yeah, I was just like shoving the cops out of the room. I wouldn't let them in. We were fighting. They went to Shannon. I was like, Shannon, kick them. So Shannon's just kicking these cops for no reason. So then they arrest me. And to like really stick it to them, I go limp. And so then they have to like drag me. I thought it was pretty clever at the time. But so I'm in jail. And then I look over and I woke up in the middle of the night and Shannon's in jail too. And I was like, Shannon, what happened? And she was like, oh, I was throwing bedpans at people at the hospital. So I was like, Jesus. So I just, but my parents are always like, why do you keep going to jail? And I was like, you let me cry at Backstreet Boys concerts for 7 whole years. So I'm right on track. So like, what did you think I was going to do? You know, like algebra? I don't think so. I wish my job was just hearing Backstreet Boys songs and then being able to tell which Backstreet Boys which. I would be a millionaire. I am so good at that. Like Nick, a little nasally. Brian, voice of an angel. Kevin, a little deep. AJ, raspy. Howie, worthless. No. I'm kidding. He's great. Do I keep going?
You should sit down because you're lovely.
Thank you.
Lisa Traeger.
Let me get my margarita.
Lisa.
But I haven't been arrested since I was 20.
Lisa, I would like to compliment your boots. They're
Thank
fantastic
you so
boots. For the listener at home, please describe them.
They're Ariat. And my friend's dad owns Western Wear Stores in Southern Missouri. So he got
Are
them
you serious?
For me. Yeah, Kenny DeForest's dad.
Fuck, I gotta be better friends with Kenny now.
They're just like baby little gray boots. His dad got them for me.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're nice.
You're dressed quite well tonight.
Which is great because the only reason I'm wearing this dress is because I didn't want to put on a bra.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But you can't tell. You know what I mean? They're pretty good.
Now, how do you feel?
Oh, you know that another jail thing?
Please tell me.
So not only did I get arrested my first time, I had like my nipple pierced. Like my nipples pierced because I was 18 and I didn't have friends. So instead of having a party, I like went to get my nipples pierced. And then they closed up because I was in jail. So it's like, I don't know what's worse. Like getting arrested or having your nipple rings closed because they made you take them out. But
I didn't know they made you take out. It makes sense that they would make you take out nipple rings.
Yeah, of course.
Why of course? You don't go into jail topless. And it was a holding cell,
assuming. Oh, I'm sure. Like, I was like, what do you want? Like, I said something. No, they don't want you to injure people.
Could you really injure someone with a nipple ring?
Yeah, don't you watch television?
If you turn around
I don't
fast
understand
enough.
It.
Well,
Oz.
Yeah, but that's. But, okay, there's bigger problems in Oz than nipple ring piercing, like stabbings.
Yeah, but those are the things that you make weapons out of.
You were you were in a holding cell.
Oh, yeah. But,
nipple weapons
yeah.
is my Wi-Fi password.
What is it?
Nipple weapons.
Oh, is it? What a creep. okay. Mine is I love swimming. You know what I mean?
What's your favorite Simpsons episode?
I mean, that's really hard, but the few that I watch the most, because I watch it like to go to bed. Mm-hmm. I love Milhouse Divided.
Which is the parents divorced?
Yeah, when the Van Houtens divorce.
Is that the I sleep in a big bed and I sleep in a bed with my wife, that episode?
Yeah,
that's,
the car.
That's amazing.
I sleep in a car bed. I love Lard of the Dance, which is season 10 later, which people are upset about. But it's Lisa. And then Lisa Kudrow guest stars as like this like valley girl that comes in. And Homer and Bart try to make money off of Grease. And it's great. I like, it's not joke heavy, but I like when Marge gets the Chanel suit.
Yes.
All right. Did I just find a boyfriend? But I also, joke heavy wise, Lisa on Ice, the hockey one, mm-hmm. and Homer Badman, where like the gummy Venus de Milo.
You literally know the names of the episodes.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I have a toy guy. I collect them. It's kind of my thing. I'm going to start going to Simpsons trivia. I found one in Brooklyn, and I'm going to find a husband. And we're going to have a cute Homer and Marge cake topper.
Is that the dream job, to write for The Simpsons?
No, I would never be able to do that.
Why?
I'm not smart enough at all.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. These are like Harvard.
Harvard doesn't mean shit. I live in D.C. It's fucking nerd prom. Don't worry about it. Funny
no,
is funny.
I would never. I because it's funny. My niece and nephews, I'm like the cool aunt. So I introduced them to The Simpsons, and my sister and her husband was like, this is inappropriate. I'm like, they're too dumb to get these jokes. Like, I watched it my whole childhood, and like, I didn't, you know.
What was the bigger influence, The Simpsons or The Backstreet Boys?
I don't know. Big Business was my big, that's what inspired my life, I think.
Big Business?
Yeah.
I'm just confused beyond belief. Ned, you got anything to add to that?
Who? Is this my boyfriend again? Someone else.
Two different boyfriends.
That was like a kink joke. Lily Tomlin, Bette Midler. I think that's the biggest influence on my life.
Lily, weren't they all in 9 to 5 together? No, not Bette Midler. I apologize instantly.
That was Dolly?
Dolly was 9 to 5. Wasn't Lily
Tomlin?
No,
Melanie Griffith.
Wasn't
was Working Girl.
Wait, I'm just confusing people for no fucking reason. It's not funny. It's not even interesting. And I apologize to the world at large.
The Backstreet Boys were a thing that I think my parents should have realized I was sexually frustrated in 12.
But what are they supposed to do with a sexually frustrated 12-year-old? What's the best plan
of action? I don't know. Get her a vibrator. Like, I just
at 12, you think that's an appropriate parental thing to do?
Yeah, but the what I was living was I covered my room with posters from floor to ceiling, and like braided like the radio station. I went to the concert in like a Backstreet Boys halter top, and then the radio station was B96, and there was a contest, and my sister braided my hair to spell B96 and put glow sticks in it, and I had like Backstreet Boys folders and t-shirt. I have a Howie D autographed bowling shoes. Like, I you know what I mean? Like, it was a lot. Maybe they should have intervened.
Ned, have you had any crushes like that?
Chun-Li in Street Fighter. Other than that, nothing really. But
that was clever. I like that.
That's true.
I mean, I have a Red Hot Chili Pepper tattoo. You know, like, I don't know how to calmly enjoy things. Like, if I like a show, I have to follow them all on Instagram and read all their interviews and watch their interviews and then, like, try to go meet them at stage doors and get, like, I just don't know how to calmly enjoy anything.
Do you think you approach dating the same way?
No, I've only had one boyfriend. I mean, maybe that's why. I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't really date. I don't know.
Ned, you date. You're good at that.
I'm all right.
Moving on. Okay. Nice. So, Ned, you're going to bid farewell.
Oh,
is that okay? Do you have any fun?
Oh, and then do we move out down?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Cool.
We're gonna try new things. You didn't have any talent up top.
None.
That's weird.
Ned has done this show more than anybody that doesn't live in D.C. or Chicago.
Yeah.
He's one of my best friends, and we fight all the time. He's a real piece of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are too.
I know. Okay. That's how we get along. You should follow Ned. He's got a very weird and wonderful life. Read his stuff on Esquire. If you're in New York, read his stuff in Time Out New York. Read Playboy.com. That's a weird thing to say.
Oh, Playboy just came out with an article. They're trying to gear more towards women, right?
Yeah.
The heckling. It's
cat-calling.
Cat-calling.
No, that was just like a post. That was like a thing. But I read an article. They're trying to diversify, get more women readership.
Yes.
Are you part of that?
I guess so.
It kind of makes sense with the Dolly Parton article.
Yeah. It was really fun to work on. She's really cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No. It was really cool being up here. Thank you.
Ned, I'm glad you've been a part of this. I like your shoes a lot.
They're all right.
Thank you. Lisa is going to move over one chair, and we're going to bring over someone. Thank you so much. Ned, you please put your hands together for Ned Dymock, everybody. I know I'm mispronouncing your name.
Okay.
I just lied, said I was fine. This one goes out to you, my Valentine. Wedding vows and spilt wine. Coulda spoke, but I declined. Well, it's much too late, yes, it's much too late to believe in what you want to believe. And you run the risk, yes, you run the risk of looking so naive. Looking so naive. Looking so naive, yeah. I just lied, said I was fine. Wasn't my way, wasn't my time. Came so quick, did not expect it. I was passing through to make my exit. Well, it's much too late, yes, it's much too late to believe in what you wanna believe. And you run the risk, yes, you run the risk of looking so naive, looking so naive, looking so naive, yeah.
Thomas, that was a very good song. Thomas, how old are you?
35.
You're not 35,
yeah, are you? 1979.
Shut the fucking... Seriously?
Yeah.
You look 25. You're 35?
Yeah, I just spilled beer.
Holy shit! I'm assuming you don't smoke cigarettes and you don't drink a lot.
When I was younger, yeah.
When you were younger, you smoked a lot. When did you stop smoking?
About 4 years ago.
So you were still 31. I look older than you. I'm 31.
Wow.
That's not... Don't say wow.
I thought you were like maybe 27.
You thought I was 27. That's just, but you only know me by my actions, and that means I act like a 27-year-old, and that's a bad thing, Thomas. Do you ever consider growing facial hair?
Oh, I had a beard, and I just shaved it recently.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I think that song would sound better if you had a beard. That's a bearded man, good, sad song. You really bummed us out. Perfect for the next comic coming to the stage. This next person is one of my absolute favorites, and she's in the room, and she brings margaritas to people because she's a good person, and my other friend saw her last night, and now she really likes her, and that's a good thing, and you're going to play her on for like 10 seconds, and it's going to be very fun, and she's great. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Miss Megan Gailey, everybody. Megan, the stage is yours. It's fine, you're good.
Okay. Hello? Oh, it looks sound. Just keep going. I'm just going to put this down.
You could use this. Table.
That sounds lovely. It's very... Yeah, you are so cute. What? Get out of here. Get the fuck off the stage being so cute. How are you guys? Did someone make a farm noise? Is that what that was? I don't know if that's someone's laugh. I got here at a weird time. I got here as Maya Angelou was on stage. Maya Angelou, hello? I feel embarrassed about not knowing if it's Angelou or Angelou, but I also didn't just impersonate her as a young Jewish man. So I don't know. I don't know who should be more scared about her being mad. I thought that he was doing an impersonation of Shelby Foote. Does anyone know? That's a Southern historian. I thought that was going to be a roller coaster of screams. I saw the faces in here, and I was like, I'm going to say Shelby Foote, and they're all just going to keel over and die. That someone as dumb as me has watched one documentary by Ken Burns. No Ken Burns fans in here? You guys, I should have, my feet should be covered in bras and underwear right now from saying Ken Burns and Shelby Foote. Well, and then I left the room to go get margaritas. Hey. And I came back and I was experiencing the first date between used two. I didn't actually mean to say used to, but it just came out that way. You just telling him how young and beautiful he looked. Did that make you uncomfortable at any point?
A little bit.
A little bit? Yeah, it's scary to be objectified for your looks, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should take that and tell the rest of the hot men you know to get ready because there's a fucking revolution happening. Again, I shouldn't be mean to you just because you're attractive. I know I'm exhausted when people do it to me. I'm kidding. Why isn't anyone nice to me as someone's eating my pussy? Why? I need more friends. No, I actually am friends with a girl on Facebook, and she posted, I can't have any friends because I'm too beautiful. I was like, you got to follow Heidi Klum on Instagram because she has 100,000 friends. Like, I don't think you understand that hot women are definitely in high demand. So what have people been doing? Telling jokes, telling stories, telling anecdotes about their lives?
I told my prison story.
You told your prison story. Ooh, that puts me in a real pickle because I've never been to prison. I could tell some stories about waking up on a yacht. Is that the same? It wasn't actually, well, no, this is, so I blacked out and then came to, and I was in the boiler room of a yacht, which is scarier than just being on a yacht. I was telling the story to my friend, and he goes, I am shocked you haven't been sold into sex slavery. Like, I don't understand what you've been doing. And then he said, you're living the life Natalie Holloway thought she was going to have. Just gallivanting around. I feel okay saying that because I feel like I forgot you record this. I'm sorry, Holloway parents, if they listen to You, Me, Them, Everybody. I'm doing it for both of us. I'm having I'm having a great time for us both. A lot of times people will be like, are you half black? No one's ever asked me that. That's a joke. I'm 100% white. I'm actually 100% Irish, too. So you guys are racist, is basically what... I guess I am mixed and gross within that, though. My mom is Irish Catholic, and my dad is Irish Protestant, which is, like, really bad in white people land. It's kind of like saying my mom was raised believing in magic, and my dad was raised blowing up magicians. Does that make sense? If you didn't fall out of your seat laughing, you could just Google Belfast and get back to me, okay? Because I bet you didn't think I was going to come up here in star flats and just fucking historical jokes out of the gate, you know? I bet you, am I going to get to my pledge sister being too drunk she couldn't get a boob job? I just told you that. So there you go. That's my favorite stereotype. Yeah, she went in to get her tits done, and they were like, you have too much alcohol in your system. It's like, what an inspiration to us you are. I'm actually not from Manhattan. I'm from Indiana. Thank you. Thank you. People always expect me to be very racist. They assume people from Indiana are super racist, and I know that that's sort of like a thing that we've brought upon ourselves, you know, running around in little capes and hoods. You can't do that, you know, you can't be in your little pointy hoods and capes and have people like you. I grew up next to Reggie Miller, though. So it's like, it's hard to hate black people when one can score 8 points in 3 seconds and is your next nut can fucking do a neighbor, you know?
What was that last thing you said?
Listen, I already said used to. I'm not even drunk. At the last show I was at, I did another show before this, you guys. I took a pill, which is an allergy pill, and then I took another pill, and someone was like, what you doing? I'm like, that one was Imodium AD. So I'm partying on this Friday. I'm going to take a sip. I'm going to take a sip of this.
I don't know why I held the mic up while I was drinking. Like, that was something you guys needed to hear, that I'm a human. I know you think I might not be a human. With this hair and all, you know? So are you single?
No, married.
You're married. Okay. Are you scared of me?
No.
You reacted like I was a witch whose pussy was going to open up and kill you if you were single. Married! I'm married. Like, it was so, like, I was just, actually, I was up here, but I have an arm on my back that's brewing a witch's brew back here. You guys can't see it, but he can, and I was going to pour it on him. You're married, and you love your wife.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. Of course, that's nice that you, my dad loves, my parents have been married for 37 years, and I think that's a lie. I think it's 34. I don't know. But they've been married a long time. And he loves her very much. They met in fifth grade. That's what's fucked up. Because, like, my parents met in elementary school. And then they got married at 23. And I'm 28. So now I'm just going back through my elementary yearbooks. Like, he could work. You know, like, that's a penny loafers Ian. I bet he's a good earner. Like, why don't I find some modern, men. My dad's favorite game when we were little was if I get really mad and kill mom and bury her in the backyard, who's gonna say I didn't do it? That was a fun. And we finally, he said that was his favorite game for like 20 years. And we finally were like, Dad, you can't do that, because we've seen Dateline specials that end this way and we don't want to be implicated. You know, like, if you kill mom, you're going to need to go to jail, and then we need life insurance. So my mom is a sweet woman. I wish they were here. They would really pump up this crowd. I mean, they would just kind of, you know, like at NBA games, like not at halftime, but at just like breaks when the bad dance teams aren't out there, they would be the people shooting rockets of t-shirts, but it would just be my face into this crowd. They would be the cutest hype people. Do I tell you a story? Oh, this is a fun story. I traveled. Oh, God, I don't even want to say the first sentence. It's so cunty. I traveled through Europe alone for a little bit. I've been on the white girl expedition to find myself like 5 times now. And all I keep finding is a bigger, more entitled cunt. So I'm not going to Europe anymore. But I went to Oktoberfest alone. Oktoberfest in Munich, not just at like the German bar down the street from my parents' house. And I had a lot of fun. I ended up, I accidentally did heroin when I was there. Yeah, it was not, well, it was funny because like the men gave it to me and it was like a white powder, and like I thought it was cocaine. I feel like we've all made that mistake before, you know? We've all been like, how do we make this Tuesday better? Cocaine? No, heroin? Whoops. Well, and the men that gave it to me were Japanese businessmen, and I was in Germany, so it kind of felt like an Axis of Evil reunion tour, you know? I was like... the Germans do not like it when you, like, whisper to them when you're blacked out. Remember when you guys tried to take over the world? They don't... They will stop talking to you then. Then they all have pretend wives. You are my least favorite type of audience member, not because you're not great, because you open your mouth really big, but then no sound comes out.
So sorry.
So just like... So if this was going to be like a photo shoot of how good I was doing, I wouldn't have worn this sad outfit. First of all, I would have pumped up some color. I would have a fresh lip on. But I would want you on the stage because you do look like you're having an enjoyable time, except for when you look down because you think my eyes have lasers that are going to kill you. But other than that... See, that guy, that's who we need more of. That's the type of positivity that I like to hear. I miss Maya Angelou. Do you have a comment?
No.
Well, you were raising your microphone, and I didn't know if this was going to be a moment to get... I didn't know if this was going to be last comic standing, and I was going to step back, and you were going to give me a critique.
You really liked when I said cape and hood, so. I hope that's on the list.
Tell them about that town in Indiana with the football field.
Oh, there's a town in, yeah, this is such a proud moment. There's a town in Indiana called Martinsville, Indiana, and it's rumored that the, what is it, a grand dragon?
Wizard.
The grand wizard. What is a, who's a grand dragon then? Is that like Chinese New Year? So not grand, a grand wizard. The grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan is buried beneath the football field. And by rumored, I mean 100% factual. I don't know why I'm trying to defend them. When my high school would play them, we would have to have a police escort in and out of town. And like, that's, because like, I loved the movie Remember the Titans, but that was set in like the 60s. And then I'm like, it's 2003. Like, I didn't, where's Denzel? Why is this happening? Why can't, and we would, and they were good. That's what sucked. Like, you would think like, oh, this like awesome football team that has mostly black people would just kill them. But if you have enough white hate, you can be pretty good at football. That's like, that's definitely something I learned living in Indiana. Like, yeah, if you channel enough racism, athletic ability is going to be a part of it. That's going to be an upside. If you have nothing else going on, thank you for letting me know. I did need to let you guys know about Martinsville, Indiana.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. My high school was a fun place. There were rap battles. I was the first white prom queen at my high school.
Please sit.
Okay.
I'm dismissed. This is now the interview. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
You didn't
let
me get to my big closer about my white prom. No, that was it. That was actually letting you guys know that I was the first white prom queen at my high school was my closer. And, I mean, if I'm opening with just solid, solid Shelby Foote riffs and I get nothing, I don't know why I expected anything else. You know?
How old is your high school?
How old? I mean, well, I think it was like the 80s. Because it used to be two separate high schools. You know when they redistrict because of whatever reasons? So then it was like a newer one.
What was the makeup of your class in terms of race?
Well, this is what would happen, you guys. I don't mean to get into race politics about prom queen, but so there would be four white girls and there would be one black girl. So it's like if you have 40% black people, 60% white people, it splits the vote. But then all the black people, like, I mean, if there was something and it was like all dumb men and then like one woman who I didn't know, I would still probably vote for her.
Got
you know?
It. Okay. But they liked you. Everyone liked you.
Well, this is what happened. What happened was my butt is so big that the black people didn't know what to do. You know, so it was like a real Sophie's choice. Like, do we pick Rennell or do we pick the big butt? Like, they didn't. And then I had, like, the nerd vote. I was in theater, you know. Like, people were very confused.
Do they still follow you on Facebook? Are you friends with them on Twitter?
I'm friends with everyone I went to high school with.
Really? What do they think about this?
I'm sure they're like, she doesn't look good. I mean, I don't know.
My favorite story was Megan was supposed to be in charge because she was class president too. So she was in charge of doing the reunion, the 10-year reunion. And so she made a Facebook group trying to organize, you know, the class. And the first comment was a black girl being like, you know, our experience was very different in high school. And she's like, okay, yeah, I know. Like, but like, can we plan this party?
Like, I had made the Facebook group just me lying on a bed of money. Like, that's how she reacted. Like, I don't know if you can plan it. And I'm like, that's okay. I don't want to plan it. I've digressed in life.
Happened? Has the
No, it's happening, but I'm in a wedding.
So you're not even going to the reunion that you planned?
No, I didn't plan it. I handed it off.
To
like
her?
A real fucking president would do. You know? Like, I don't have time to do this. I delegated it. So I'm the leader, but I delegated the task.
Do any of these people come to your shows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of high school people. When I go back to Indiana, a lot of high school people come.
That's weird.
Like, and then it's happened before that they're like, you don't remember me. I'm like, well, I'm not going to try very hard now. come on. Give me like a, we had geometry together, but they don't. But yeah, like a lot of high school friends.
That's so weird.
My high school was fun, though. It was very big. Very, very big.
How many people?
Well, we would start with like 800 a class.
That's very big.
But then it would be whittled down to like 600.
That's a lot of dropouts.
That's a lot.
So it's not a good school.
No, it's a very good school, but some people get pregnant and they don't know how to deal.
So that's the real Sophie's choice, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Do I finish Algebra 2 or do I take care of this baby?
Can't do both?
I don't know. I think there's high schools now where that they have daycares in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Or you get sent off to, like, one of the, like, alternate schools.
We would have a parenting class and you would get a baby, like that was part of your like thing.
Did anybody in that class already have a baby?
Yes. Okay. That's what was so, it was like, can't, I mean, what if they get a C, you know, like does DCFS look at this like
Lisa, this girl I hated, we sat at lunch together.
Wait, stop. How many sentences start with "this girl I hated"?
Very few.
Okay.
So we sat at lunch together. Whenever she would buy food, I would take her fake baby and put its head back over and over so she'd get a bad grade.
She would give a fake baby shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah.
While the girl was in the lunch line. I mean, that's like Regina George shit.
Yeah, but I was also wearing like, what do you say, JNCOs? I was wearing JNCOs.
Okay, so it makes it less evil because you had an ugly outfit on.
I wasn't crushed. I had debilitating acne, and I wanted to touch that baby.
Thomas, do you have a child?
Yeah.
You have a child. Yeah. Is it a boy or girl?
Boy.
It's a boy.
What's his name?
Dylan.
How old?
That's nice.
He'll be two in September.
September what?
27th.
Okay. Why do you have an accent? Where are you from?
Here, Queens.
Weird. Okay.
Woodside.
What do you think? Did you think he was British?
He sounds aristocratic.
Aristocratic.
Is that a word? He sounds like an aristocrat.
Now, would
you... Can you give your bloodline for us?
Would you want your son, when he is of age, to date a woman like these two people?
Why not?
That's a great answer. He said, why not? No, I completely agree. But a lot of people are scared off by people like this.
That's
awful. She just shook a baby, and you just talked about a Klan leader buried under a football field.
I'm trying to educate the person.
And you referred yourself as a cunt multiple times.
So you're staying at our apartment. What did you learn visiting it yesterday?
That you have an incredibly healthy friendship. I never want to live in your neighborhood. I love you both as people. Your shower is a fucking joke. Your apartment is illegal. It should not be sanctioned as an apartment. It makes sense why you live there because it is safe and it's off of a lot of train lines. But just the idea of your home station being the Times Square train station, it like perfectly suits you two in a weird way. And that's not an insult.
We throw berets in the air every day.
I walked by the who's the like big Broadway lady?
Idina Menzel.
I walked by that.
We saw her in
concert. You saw her?
No. I didn't see her. But every single person in line looked like her. It was just the 22-year-old version of her 30 times in a row.
Apparently, instead of like, you know, Bernie comes alive with music. We come alive with Idina Menzel references. Idina Menzel. Like we had been awoken from the grave.
We saw her in concert, and Mark Hamlisch was the conductor, and we were like, "Fuck Mark Hamlisch! What a joke! Shut up! You suck!" And then he died the next day.
Well, that's the perfect way to end every show. I honestly did learn a lot, and I think that you two should have some sort of like podcast, web series, something of just like teaching people how to be friends.
Oh, we were going to do a weddings podcast.
You're not even engaged. You've never been married.
We like it.
What you just yelled is what I hear in my head every single day. So thanks. You just were in harmony with my brain thoughts.
We're close. You're both fantastic. People should follow both of you on Twitter. It'll be in the podcast description. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Will you play? It doesn't matter.
No.
No one fucking listens. What's that fucking Twitter handle? No one gives a shit. If they like you, they like you. They'll follow, etc. Will you? We'll talk after the show. You're in the room. If you're in the room and give a shit, just fucking talk to us to our face, weirdos. You're lovely people. Why would you not want to talk to me? This next guy. We're going to do one more song and then the show is over. Do you have any parting words, you two lovely people? Let's go with you, Lisa. It doesn't have to be deep.
I don't know. Just, like, have a good time.
whoa. I just had a my so-called life Sunday. Moment.
My birthday Sunday. I'll be 27, and hopefully I won't die.
We're going to shake because hands on that, not age. High five, because if you high five someone not dying at 27, horrible things happen.
The worst.
You made it.
I made it, yeah.
You didn't die, so hopefully I won't die.
So you're 28 and you're not even engaged. It's bad.
What a cunt. That's more Regina George than me.
Yeah. Is my dad going to come out of right there and be like, this was all planned?
I like your dad a lot.
No, my dad is a very nice man. Wow, everything's about everybody else but me, I guess. My parting words are, do you think, she's going to not like this, but do you think in honor of Lisa's birthday, we could sing her happy birthday?
Well, you know the Russian thing, it's bad luck.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Never
you can't
mind.
Celebrate
she's a Russian Jew, so just all of you, leave coldly without saying goodbye.
That should be the name of the show. Okay. One final song from Thomas. Now, Thomas, you have albums for sale. You're a good-looking bro.
He looks like he should be in the hit Broadway musical Hairspray.
That's a compliment, Thomas.
You look like Tintin's hotter brother.
I'm not saying it.
We're not going to top that. Just play the song.
Penny saves a penny earned. Some people say you get what you deserve. Living my American life. Jesus is a sharp knife. Cut me till I bleed. Do not worry, cause it's nothing that stitches can't sew. 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 I think I'll stay home for tonight. Think about things in foresight. The future's a raisin, it's cutting me. Marking and damaging, damaging me, cut me. Until I bleed. Do not worry. Cause it's nothing that stitches can't sew. 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 I entertain the fast-paced life. Rather than taking my time, the features are raising, it's cutting me. I'm blinded by its power and its silver gleam. I can't see, I cannot see. Cut me until I bleed. Do not worry. Cause it's nothing that stitches can't sew. Cause it's nothing that stitches can't sew. Cause it's nothing that stitches can't sew. Cause it's nothing that stitches can't sew.
Thank you.
You're very good. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
I know this is not your typical gig in any way. It should be, though. You're very, very good. Do you ever think about playing with a choir? Not like with a choir, but a choir backing you.
That would
like
be amazing.
During the pre-chorus, not during the chorus, but during the pre-chorus for that song specifically, it'd be cool if they did like an aw thing. And that's the Idina Menzel music I get into my head. What's her fucking name?
Idina.
Idina.
Don't pull a John Travolta.
No, I'm genuinely asking.
Idina Menzel.
I got that. Manzel. Like Johnny Manzel.
Menzel.
It's more like Menzel.
Menzel. Yeah. Idina Menzel.
Her husband cheats on her.
Well, they're getting a divorce.
This show never ends. Thomas, please keep playing. You're absolutely fantastic, and the fact that you have a wife and child is a great inspiration to someone like me. I'm serious, because you don't suck, and you have a wife and a child. That's good.
Thank you.
Because I know a lot of people that are horrible with a wife and a child. So it's not, you know, I mean a lot of people that are actually good. I don't know who you are as a person. You might be a horrible husband or father. But I hope that you're great. If it's as good as your music, the kid's going to grow up to be great and sensitive and full of feelings.
I hope so.
That's nice. You're a nice guy. I hope some of that rubs off on me. Yeah.
It will.
I hope we made something happen tonight, you and me.
Yeah.
Mostly you. You brought the positivity, and I just had an excuse to talk to friends on a stage. So
yeah, it was fun.
Thanks, man.